Community service? What, we gotta clean toilets?
No, you're going to Sturdy Wings. It's the judge's favorite organization.
What the fuck is Sturdy Wings?
Sturdy Wings is a simple concept. We bring adults and children together in a structured format to enhance the lives of these children through one-on-one friendships. My father was a traveling salesman. My mother, out of necessity, was a whore.
Who what?
To make matters worse, I had a massive drug addiction.
Okay.
No money, no job,
what?
No hope.
Oh,
but at that moment,
you come to the right place for hope, everybody.
Used to be addicted to pills.
Okay.
Now,
I'm addicted to helping.
I'm addicted to helping.
Me too!
And you're addicted to helping.
You don't need an intervention. Why?
Because sometimes in life,
everybody needs
orphans. Welcome to Chasing Mythical Podcast.
And today we are honoring role model
Mindy. Taste the bees. They are drugs. Minotaur.
Get on drugs.
When I was using, I had 4 or 5 girlfriends at one time.
Animal.
He was fucking his cousin.
I wasn't fucking my cousin.
I kissed her.
I just kissed because I didn't know she was my cousin. But when I found out, I stopped kissing her. But
I fucked her friends.
I fucked my cousin's friends.
It's not the manpower, it's the power of the man.
Shit, this kid really jacks you up.
Drugs. Why do kids take drugs?
Because
they're awesome.
Oh, it was a question.
And that way I can use my BS fly swatter to swat away the flies. It is your BS.
Yes!
Let me tell you something, I am not your big. I'll hit you. I will hit a child. I've never done that before. That would punch you in the face.
And I got a long-standing relationship with this judge. And I don't want to get too graphic, but I used to suck his dick for drugs.
That's not too graphic.
Hey, pick us up in 2 hours.
On Miss Daisy.
What?
Taste the beans.
Yeah.
They are drugs. Minotaur.
What's up, Minotaurs?
Interns, when you're on planet Earth, you are
orphans. Orphans.
When we are on planet Tomac, you are Minotaurs.
What's up, Minotaurs?
Taste the bees.
Welcome, everybody, to the Chasing Mythical Podcast.
Episode 45. I mean, holy shit, man. I've been doing this podcast for like 3 years. 45, and today we are honoring role models.
What the fuck is Sturdy Wings?
We honor Will Ferrell. It's so stupid good, in every podcast because he's the catch.
Say what?
This is chapter 4. Here's
some more.
And any Will Ferrell character can stop by any time. Do you know how hard that is to say any Will Ferrell character can stop by any time?
Say what?
Who's stopping by, D?
Hello?
Is this rude?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
God damn it!
Mind-boggling, isn't it? Technique doesn't get you 18 medals and a Christy Yamaguchi Lifetime Achievement Award. I am figure skating.
That's right, orphans. Will Ferrell for president.
Your nuts right here.
What?
This podcast is rated PG-13 for
fuck!
An extra fabulous, super duper fun. You must listen to it at maximum volume because it's a rock and roll. Not just a rock, but a rock and roll podcast.
You're crazy.
Purple Rain was the Throwback Thursday.
Yes, that's right. Right, Bethany, Tolmack family singer writer.
That's right. If you play with D,
I play with you.
Minico is the Rocky Horror of podcast.
With group participation.
Eat shit, Derek.
Domenico. Get back down. Domenico.
Timmy.
And that's why I talked Domenico into doing this podcast. To have fun and to show who she really is.
God.
And also to have fucking eat shit, Derek.
Eat shit, Derek.
Hey! Domenico is a New York City.
Hey!
D is a New York City based recording artist.
What's up, Minotaurs?
Hey, listeners are like, what the fuck is going on? Don't freak out, new listeners. All you need is a good sense of humor. You like the paranormal, ghost adventures. You want to get empowered and enlightened, talk some shit.
And if you're
against cyberbullying, and if you like Will Ferrell, take a chance on love. Listen to this podcast.
And that's
Ta-da!
Why you
should. Kevin!
And that's why
talk.
You should.
What? Song, come on, man.
You need to croak in a flat situation.
A record to be killed in a fight of sunlight accident.
So download her music on iTunes and DomenicoArtist.com.
Two!
God, there's the Inception trailer. Next stop is what?
Planet Tomato!
Minotaur
and potty every day.
Taste the beast. Start playing the drinking game now. Welcome to Planet Tomac, the after party.
This feels better here.
Tomac is Camelot backwards, where everything is possible and free, just like Rainbow Land.
Yeah.
This is a mythological, magical planet where demigods are alive. And they're alive and well.
Okay.
They're not just alive, they're alive and well.
And
I just saw Zeus and Aphrodite splitting a 40, getting crunk in a flat situation in the parking lot.
What? All the bronies, Vernon Knights, Trekkers, Legend Trippers, and also GAC family are welcome.
Everybody's
here on
welcome here. They're mythological creatures and fairy circles on the floor.
And
what you
King
just
fairy.
Heard, yes, that is the King Fairy, Jack Fairy, our tour guide here on Planet Tomac. He takes us from one topic to the next, and he's got a new sidekick that likes to greet us once we get here. Lola the Zombie Bug Fairy. Sweet angel pie, you're looking good.
You can be your alter ego like Dungeons and Dragons.
And you can have magical powers like Harry Potter and Twilight. You are
WT Wizard the Shapeshifter, and that is my hoverboard.
I am King Morpheus the Siren. I am here to wake you from the matrix of fear that is your BS.
Swat away the flies.
The flies.
That is your BS.
Consider the duration of this podcast a serious staycation from your problems. And there's Jack Fairy.
Yeah.
He says it's time to move on to the first topic.
Okay. It's too damn hot for a penguin to be just walking around here.
That's a mystery clip.
Could you sum up your travel experiences and offer your view of travel in a similarly meaningful quote?
Here we go.
Don't piss ass about traveling, getting jet lag, eating food you don't like, shut your eyes and imagine stuff.
Wow. Beautiful. Wonderful.
That's the right
I've
response.
Had the shit.
What?
Don't call. Carl Pilkington is my new hero.
He is the traveling fool on An Idiot Abroad.
I feel like we're coming late to the party because this was just released in the U.S. and they're playing it on the Travel Channel now, Tuesdays at 9.
Originally, it was released in the U.K. in 2010. So we're
again, we're late to the party, but I was a big fan of the Ricky Gervais show on HBO.
That animated series was based off their original podcast from 2005, and they did a lot for the whole podcasting genre.
Yeah, and we're fans.
Now, the synopsis for the show is pretty simple. Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, they're back in Partners of Crime, they send out Carl Pilkington to see the new Seven Wonders of the World. This is just
Mahal,
this is season
the Great
one.
Wall of China,
right.
Christ the Redeemer, the which Carl really wasn't that impressed with.
It's like, you know, it's kind of big,
the
but
Great
all right.
Pyramids.
Right.
We're going to just talk about Peru.
Right, and this is the last episode of the first season. There's two other seasons.
Yeah, I bought all the seasons on Amazon once they're starting
boom.
To play it.
Boom!
Boom! Spoiler alert, if you're watching it on Travel Channel, we're already talking about an episode that hasn't come up yet, Peru.
Machu Picchu in Peru, truly one of the Seven Wonders. You must be very familiar with that.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Never heard of it.
Good view.
Good
what?
View, important.
Bit out of the way.
It's accessible by an 11-hour trek through the mountains.
Well, that's not accessible, is it?
That's true.
That wouldn't cut the mustard on location, 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 would it?
We see a few similarities between Carl's just, like, fed-upness with the roughness of the travel and how, you know, D likes to travel.
Where are you going with this?
And, you know, and there's a certain level of comfort that you want to have. You know, there's experience of roughing it, but then there's
oh, listen, I get Carl, man. Let me tell you something.
I get his ass.
I mean, I identify with Ricky a lot, but I totally get Carl.
Yeah.
One of the biggest stresses that Carl has is where to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Carl's looking forward to this trip because he's thinking camping, outdoors, air, it's going to be great.
No.
He goes camping in the jungle.
That's not camping. That's roughing it. That's surviving in the jungle.
Why would I go to the jungle? I've never watched Tarzan. I thought I'd like to go there on holiday.
It
never looks great. I'm sat in a toilet that I've made.
It's worse.
That I know I'll be sat here later having a shit. Thinking, what am I doing?
What am I
doing?
I know that feeling.
I'm sitting in a shitty
I'm not that old yet, but I reckon this is the lowest point of my life.
From seeing the chair that he built, you know it is,
man. I feel you, Carl. I feel you. I've been there.
It was just a hole in the chair. You can shit
through it. Time of my fucking life.
What's that tree all about? Trees. Dangerous trees.
What?
I was worrying about scorpions and spiders and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking tree with knives coming out of it.
There's so much horrible things in the jungle, and the snakes and the scorpions and the spiders and ants. Ants bigger than my hand.
The killer trees.
He hates it. He's like, after the first night, like, I don't want to sleep in the woods again. Of course, he sleeps in the woods another night. But then
the jungle.
I'm sorry. Did I say woods? I meant jungle.
And to add to Carl's pain and agony throughout each of the trips, Stephen and Ricky call in with surprises from, like, oh, by the way, mate, it might be too easy for you to go straight to where you're going, so we're going to send you through the jungle.
You're heading upstream. We've arranged for you to visit a little village.
Uh-huh.
The locals there are expecting you, you should know to be extra polite, because they used to be cannibals. That's true.
And he laughs.
All right, mate. See you later. Come on.
It's not a holiday.
Yeah, what does he mean, they used to be cannibals?
You know what he means?
Exactly.
You hear all the, like, animals and insects. And
one night it was shot like the Blair Witch. Carl was in his tent with the night vision camera looking up at him.
Do you hear all this noise?
Talking to me, he's like,
how are you supposed to sleep?
But nothing ever shuts up all night.
See, shit like that would drive me insane. I can't be sleep deprived, or everyone around me is going to be miserable.
You're always lovely, Dee. Come on.
I'm sleep deprived.
Carl gets out to the cannibal tribe.
He doesn't eat the food. He doesn't do any of the customs.
He can't
none
shoot
of that.
The bow.
When it was time to leave, the tribe wanted to be paid for all the trinkets and bracelets and things that they made Carl. He had no money. Had to take them off. They're like, give it back.
Give it
looks
back,
at the camera and says, I'm giving them back, not because I don't want them, because I have no money.
And you see the sadness of the tribe taking the stuff off, and as he's walking away, he's like, this
that kind of ended on a bad note. He's done. This is the last episode of season one. He's like, I'm
try
done.
One. Want to talk about season two?
Oh,
I'm not doing. I'm not doing any more of this. So you can tell them now. They don't even have to. Don't wait for me to get home. Just say he's not interested. He's been around the world now, he's seen it all, he's done everything. Knock it on the head. I've been through a load of shit here. Tell them now, call them now, and tell them that we're not doing series two. Nip
up.
That in the bud.
And needless to say, everybody, there is a season two.
And a season three.
Season three. Only three episodes in season three, but it's not the quantity, it's the quality.
Great. It's a miniseries of brilliance. There's also The Moaning of Life, which Carl...
Season one, which I have everything on Amazon, and they're filming season two of The Moaning of Life as well. An Idiot Abroad, I highly recommend it.
Yes.
The Travel Channel's Tuesday, 9 o'clock. And from now on every podcast, we will have a Carl Pilkington quote.
And I'd fly in, I'd go, bullshit. You're talking bullshit. And they'd go, oh, it's bullshit, man.
Oh,
go, yeah. Yeah, it is bullshit, man. You're talking bullshit. And eventually, people would stop talking shit.
That's Carl Pilkington.
Carl Pilkington, everybody.
Hey, don't get me wrong, all right? I like to rock and roll all night.
Party of every day.
I
fucking get it.
What should you say when someone offers you drugs? Say no thanks. I'll have a Minotaur.
Minotaur.
How you doing, Minotaurs over there?
That was from our theme today, Roma.
There's Jack Ferry, our tour guide here. He says it's time to move on to the next destination. Where are we going, Jack Ferry?
These are our ghost adventures.
All right.
There are things in the world that we will never fully understand.
We want answers.
This is Ghost Adventures. Aftershocks.
Fantastic
okay,
show.
Up, but let's take it down for Aftershocks
today.
Where
are we going to go today, Dee?
Bannock Ghost Town.
An abandoned gold mining town located in Bannock, Montana is surrounded by natural beauty, but has something sinister at its center, as we found out during our investigation there in 2014. Mm. I haven't been rattled like this in a long time. There is a very aggressive spirit inside of this hotel that seems to be aware of us.
Named Dorothy.
Little evil girl.
There's no place like home.
Investigator Francisco Ferreira had a disturbing encounter with a negative spirit of a child at Bannock named Dorothy. Since then, the situation surrounding Dorothy has become much more serious. Dorothy is on the verge of destroying Francisco's marriage, and worse, harming his children.
So this guy is an investigator. He got pushed down the stairs
by a little girl force
who
named
said,
Dorothy.
"Hi, Daddy."
Yeah, hi, Dad. And
it's,
then
it's,
pushed
it's
her.
Like, what was it? Hi, Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
From Yost Theater.
Yeah.
When he went home, he woke up at 1 a.m. and his son was downstairs in the kitchen, running and laughing, playing with an imaginary friend.
A little friend.
A little imaginary friend.
Who had piggybacked back from him from Bannock.
What?
And then Francisco fell burning on his back. And of course, he had scratches.
Of course.
So he lied to his wife and he went back. He said he was going hiking for the day.
That's
with fucked
some
up, right? He comes
his
back.
Boy
2 days
back
later,
the
kid is playing with an imaginary friend at like 4:30 in the morning. I'm playing with a girl named Dorothy.
My little friend.
He went to Bannock that first time, you know, and had the experience with being pushed. And then he came home and he just was different. He started having nightmares. He was waking up from them.
I didn't hear all this.
Oh. Having some nightmares where he would wake up and, I mean, he'd be thrashing in the bed. And
we're all looking at each other because fans of the paranormal at some point have had some kind of experience or addiction to a crazy haunted place.
And you know,
I mean,
how
hello,
to affect
Amityville.
You. Amityville for you, right? So they've now gone to watch these really creepy videos of Gino playing
he's
with the
He's got two videos,
Dorothy.
Right? The first time Francisco comes, he's like, hey, what are you doing? 4:30 in the morning. And so that's when he tells her it's a little girl and her name is Dorothy.
And he's smiling. He's happy.
Yeah, Francisco's like, okay, I think it's time you tell her to go home. And you see the kid. He turns, looks right at her. He's like, you got to go home. There she goes. She's leaving out the door.
And
second
Francisco
video.
Asks, where is she now? And he's like, oh, she's just heading out the door. She's going home.
And you can see the way he acts, the way Gino.
Like he's watching a girl.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a kid, man. You got to believe the kid. And he's really cute, too. He's really sweet.
The second video shows them playing again, but Gino gets pushed down very unexpectedly, and you see him look to his left, and that's the direction
that's
he's pushed
the direction
down.
Where he's like, where is she?
You pointed and that out. I was like, that's
of
spot
course
on,
I pointed
man.
That out. It was in the same direction. He goes, where is she? He looks over to his left,
and he gets pushed
and
down.
Right there, and he gets pushed down towards the left, and the kid goes, ow, that hurt. And when Zach talks to him, he says, did Dorothy push you?
He's like, yeah, of course she did.
But he likes her. He doesn't want her to leave him.
I know.
Dorothy scratches Gino to wake him up. But Gino says not to hurt him, scratch him, just kind of scratch him to go play at 4:30 in the morning.
Fuck,
and
that's creepy.
And she's not always nice, and she has claws.
What?
So your wife leaves you.
Yeah.
Your kids leave you. Not over an addiction to drugs, not over an addiction to alcohol, over an addiction of going to a place where there's some dark spirits that attacked you. And that you brought home to
That's
your children.
That's what we do. We get addicted, you
From what I'm hearing from Francisco, I'm becoming concerned for the welfare of his son, Gino. I want to talk to him now to find out more about this entity that he's been communicating with.
So Gino comes in and Zach is so sweet with
him.
Gives him
a high five.
Yeah,
he
made him comfortable.
What does she look like?
She looks like a girl. Her eyes glow in the dark.
What color?
Green.
Green.
She can make her eyes glow.
Come on, man. 6 years old, I'd shit my pants. I mean, seriously.
It's like Poltergeist.
And Dorothy likes to fuck with the dad when he's sleeping. She likes to scratch him, and sometimes she goes outside and gets a branch and scratches him. That's fucked up!
She's really mean to my dad because he's Mexican and she doesn't like Mexican.
She doesn't like your dad because he's Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Racist ghost.
A fucking racist ghost with claws.
I mean, you didn't expect to hear that from a little kid, man.
Zach asked Gino if Dorothy was there at Aftershocks that day.
He's like, no.
He's like, no, she doesn't like to travel. So he's still, to that day,
in
talking,
contact, right, in
talking
contact
to
with
Dorothy.
Him. Jessica now says that her son is in contact with her husband's father. So he talks to
who's,
the grandfather
who's dead.
And this gives us a little bit more of a clue of what possible skills Gino might have.
Okay, so your grandfather visits you and tells you to don't listen to Dorothy.
Uh-huh, and to be good.
And to be
he's
good.
So sweet. Zach tells the mom he thinks Gino is a psychic medium. And the mother seems really nice, Jessica, but she's not a believer. And then she says, well, I don't want to believe or I'm afraid to believe. And I understand that. For Gino's sake, I hope that she comes to be more open-minded because if he is a psychic medium, he really needs her support and understanding.
That's his burden, whether he likes
Number
it or
one,
not.
Right.
You have a little spirit say, hi, daddy, to you, indicating that the spirit thinks it's daddy. Number two, it tried pushing you down the stairs, which would have caused you serious injury or death. Number three, you got scratches. Number four, your little kid at the time wake up and start playing with a spirit, obviously the one that you just had contact with. Tell me how we're wanting to go back.
I think it's worse than a drug sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I just feel like I want to be there all the time.
Yeah, we all get that. Zach totally gets that. Letchworth, you know, like addicted. Right. It's all over the place.
Strangely and addicted to the place. That exact phrase.
Francisco brings up the classic vulnerability question of, what if it's just a little girl that needs help?
Right. Demons
Come
know.
Come on. Don't get me started. Omen House. They need help. Velisca Axe. Maybe it's the little girls that need help. Palmer House. They need help. No, this is what they do. They're demons. And that's what they do. They're kids. You know, the only thing to me that's scarier than a little boy kid is a little girl kid on a tricycle with a red balloon. Zach reminds Francisco, hey, if this kid needs your help, why is she fucking you up? Why is she scratching? And
you're
pushing
just
you downstairs.
Yeah.
It's evil.
What are your plans now? Are you still going back? If you say yeah, I'm gonna get up and walk away.
I'm not going back.
Don't look down.
No.
Look into that camera and tell everybody that you're not going back.
I'm only gonna go back.
Hey. Well, that's not what I said.
Hey.
There's no going back. What is
it's bullshit. Where's bullshit, man?
Bullshit.
It's bullshit.
He says,
I'm only gonna go back there because there's this pond that I wanna skate on.
To a haunted
it's
scary
bullshit.
Place.
Bullshit.
And if that's true, listen to me, Francisco. That is the pond that you will die on, okay? You're not going skating on a pond in Bannocktown.
You saw the omen, man.
You gotta send the omen to Francisco, because if he's having those thoughts, that's right. Where he's gonna die.
You're talking bullshit.
But it's bullshit, because he's not going skating, he's going there ghost hunting.
Yeah.
Zach, take us out.
Hopefully this conversation puts an end to Francisco's addiction to the location that is terrorizing his family.
Sounds like a long shot. Another great GA Aftershock.
I love Aftershock.
We got two new ones coming up August 8th and August 15th.
Leading
up to... And
then
Season 11 Ghost Adventures on August 22nd. We're all pretty excited.
It's amazing.
I saw two good horror movies worth seeing. As Above, So Below. Scary stuff.
That was very scary.
That was pretty good. And
a little Descent-ish in
I
story
love
line.
The Descent.
Yeah.
And the Atticus Institute, I believe that's how you pronounce it. And It Follows, which is newer than the ones that I just mentioned. Hashtag GA,
do the house.
Again, Minotaurs, hashtag GA,
do the house.
That is for Ghost Adventures a 7-hour live interactive lockdown at the Amityville Horror House, just like they did at Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
That's and we for our ears,
listen, dude. Hashtag GA, do the house is a concept. With guest investigators, Dave Schrader from Darkness Radio, Debbie and Mark Constantino. Come on, guys.
EVP
specialist, Chip Coffee, psychic medium, and a pre-lockdown at Lorraine Warren's Occult Museum.
Boom! Boom! Hey!
Hey!
All right.
That's how bad I want it to happen. Jeff Belanger tweeted me a while ago saying they're trying to get into the Amityville Horror House and they will keep trying.
That's right.
I made a graphic with the hashtag GA Do The House concept with everybody's
awesome
pictures
graphic,
on there.
The
and Debbie and Mark Constantino got back to me on Twitter and they're like, this is great.
We love it.
It's like, no. Say yes.
Yeah, man, we're going to get our drinks on and we're going to party and get crunk and rock out.
And this goes down, party at my house.
Chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
We love it. We have new Amityville news.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel Lutz.
They're going nuts.
My Amityville horror. Daniel Lutz saw these at Amityville video on YouTube.
Of me big stepping. The short one of me big stepping.
Loved it enough. He shared it to his timeline and sent Dee a private message saying,
on Facebook,
I watched your video on YouTube. I thought it was funny and shared it on my Facebook page. Thank you, Danny.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Now that's some serious shit. The Daniel Lutz.
That's direct to the source, baby.
I took a picture of it because he shared it from YouTube to his Facebook timeline.
Right.
So to share it from his timeline to my timeline on Facebook, you wouldn't have seen that it was coming from him. He took a screenshot and put it on my Facebook page.
What?
It's just a lot of work.
By D getting the attention of Daniel Lutz, man. And he put a little blurb on the top of his post. It said, Saturday morning funny. Daniel Lutz.
I got back to him in a message. I said, thanks. I'm glad you liked it. And I'm happy that you got the spirit of it being light and fun.
Right.
Holding
on.
The hashtag GHDoThehouse sign and King Steppin.
Like, I fucking did it.
So I heard there was some sex on the trip.
Oh. Yeah.
Some drugs, too. Only thing missing is rock and roll.
Oh, baby.
All I was eating. And this motherfucker tried to grab on my handgun.
What?
My own hang down to touch, kid.
Oh, he has one with a handful on my balls.
Monkey, that's racist.
That's from our team today. Role models.
Evolution, revolution. Free your mind.
This is off the new Muse album. It's called Psycho, man.
He loves the Muse, man.
Come one, come all. The King Arthur's round table where we sit down as equals. We get enlightened and empowered and we talk some shit.
Right on!
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Welcome to Evolution Revolution.
Free your mind.
First stop is always hashtag stop cyberbullying. Let me lay into this a little bit,
okay,
guys. If you're feeling cyberbullied, you must use the UBI rule.
The infamous UBI rule.
Unfollow, unfriend, block,
and ignore.
It's very hard to ignore assholes. I understand that. But let me be clear. I'm not saying don't stick up for yourself.
Okay.
If you feel the need to respond to something,
Hit it. Hit it,
and
man.
Hit it and quit it. Because the more you talk about it on a public forum, the more attention you're giving the bully.
Give some bully juice.
That's what I mean by ignore. Bully juice. I like that. Bully juice.
Taste the beast.
Taste the beast. Reach out to a friend for emotional support. Again, not on a public forum, privately in DMs, in private messages.
Right.
When people unfollow, the bully minions come after them. When they block, the bully minions come after them. That's why I'm saying empower yourself to do that. Reach out to your friends for support
and
ignore the cyber bullies. Don't go looking if they're talking about you because
they are. Yeah, they always
you can't
are.
Do anything about it, guys. Do you know how many douchebags I have to ignore? Ignore poop. You know what I mean? I get the most ridiculous things.
Your wonderful post in the comment is poop.
Shove it up your ass! I'm toying with a hashtag idea. Hashtag bully truce.
All right, lay it on us.
It's not completely formulated yet, but basically I've seen it time and time again where good people get caught up in the fight and perhaps this person doesn't want to be a part of it anymore or sees the light and doesn't want to bully this person anymore. Something like a hashtag bully truce means there's no discussion. There's no like, hey, but you said that. Like, truce.
It's over.
It's over. Truce. I'm here.
Bully truce. That's it.
I think that's a good idea.
Let's see how it goes.
People think that, you know, because I call you a little round-headed, chimp-like buffoon.
A different view
Some people, they mistake that for bullying. What would you say about people that say that me and Steve bully you?
If they think I am being bullied, what are they doing? When did they come to me help? Everyone's saying that. I've seen that everywhere. I was being bullied. Well, first of all, I'm nearly 40. Don't worry about me. Two, well, if you worry about it, do something.
Everybody.
Call a bully truce if you ain't doing anything, man.
Oh, please to enjoy some more music from Role Models. So let's just keep it down. We're going to get serious, at least for a little
Not
bit.
Not so much for the Minotaurs.
We're going to talk about depression. It's a real thing. Anxiety can make you depressed. See, I didn't realize that. People that are very depressed out there, listen, you're not alone.
No, not at all.
You are not alone. It's more common than you think.
And it's when you are depressed, a lot of times you are reclusive. You are to yourself, so you don't see as many people out there depressed and showing it and sharing it with you. But we all need to come together and share it together because it's going to help us heal.
And the stigma of being on medication.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on Wellbutrin. Ta-da!
Kimmer!
And no, they're not a sponsor.
I'm on Depakote.
And he's real fucked up, guys.
Taste the beans!
That's an old school one, man. Tried and true.
We just gotta slow him the fuck down. See, guys, it's all good.
It's all good,
it's all good. No shame in your game. Anxiety, depression, suicide. There's a very good support group halfofus.com. They deal with all of these issues and more. Sure. I highly recommend if you are feeling hopeless, turn to halfofus.com.
Sturdy wings.
Sturdy wings. Because sometimes it's true. Sometimes you need some sturdy wings. There's no embarrassment of that, guys. And also, don't judge people. You never know what a person is going through. Don't judge a book by its cover. Say something nice to somebody. Let's have some empathy. I mean, that gets back to my original message of empathy.
Empathy.
Say something nice to somebody. It might be the only kindness they've had in a long time. I write that on graphics because it's true.
And wouldn't you want to be the person who gave someone that extra love, that extra joy?
Because it's the right thing to do, and not because you're looking for something in return. Like, well, this is going to get me to heaven. You know, like, come from a good place. And the beauty of that, guys, is when you put good out into the world, karma, you get it back. It's a win-win.
Second place. It's like a silver medal.
Kind of makes you hungry for the gold, huh?
No, but we serious. We are very, very proud of you.
Thanks for trying to be nice, Mom.
At least that's not your mom. If that's not your mom, then you might be doing better than you think you are.
That's from our theme today, role
model. Seriously, guys, reach out to a friend. Don't isolate.
Right.
Don't cut yourself off from everyone. If you feel hopeless, reach out to a friend and also use one of the resources, halfofus.com, where you will be able to get some professionals if you start feeling hopeless. You don't want to live anymore when you have no hope. That's it.
When you're too trapped in your head and you're too anxious and you're too worried and too concerned, that paralyzes you and you can't take a step and you're just sitting around thinking about how bad it's going to be.
Is that your experience?
Yes, that is my experience.
Well, let's make this like a first person, like, just tell me.
So
I suddenly feel like Ricky Gervais for a moment.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
I'm Carl.
No.
Okay.
You're explaining to everybody what your anxiety looks like, which makes you depressed.
I'm seeing them going over and over and over again in my head, all the possible ways that's going to go bad. And you can't move. So then,
something that you're
concerned about could be a money concern, could be a business concern, could be a personal concern.
Okay.
And then that manifests in me becoming dissociated and distracted because I'm so involved with how it's going to go wrong that I can't make a move forward and I just sit. Now, sitting paralyzes me and then makes me even further away from taking a step towards solving the problem. So then I see that I'm accomplishing nothing, which makes the problem even larger. And then I get anxious for the no progress, and I'm still in the same place, and it starts all over again. I'm like, oh, my God, it's even worse now. Now I'm going to die with one arm. And then I get distracted, dissociated again, and then I get nervous because I haven't done anything towards saving my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get really sad because now I might lose both arms.
Right.
And around we go.
So, everybody, I think you just got a peek into WT Wizard's brain.
The fun.
Don't you feel better about yourselves now, guys?
Put down some lines of selfishness, which is your blow. Close the shades. Take the phone off, God. Grab a straw and snort.
But you don't want to be doing drugs like that.
That's from our theme today, role models.
See, that's why you want to go to a doctor and take the medication, guys.
You must snort your own selfishness.
Snort!
I was diagnosed with anxiety a long time ago, and that is what made me depressed. I didn't realize that. I'm like, I'm not a depressive person. I don't feel like I have a depressive personality, but anxiety not being controlled turns into a depression.
So
and not
two opposites. You think they wouldn't play on each other.
They totally do.
Yeah.
And not getting professional help for it sent me into a downward spiral for a while. You can't just tough it out, guys. You have to get
power
some help.
Through it.
It's still a daily struggle for me sometimes, which is why I'm talking about it now. I'm being open about it because I'm hoping to inspire other people who are in a dark place to come forward and ask for help and minimize the shame and embarrassment, which is usually what keeps people in the shadows, right? Not seeking help and support. You're not alone!
Preach on, Dee. Preach on.
You're not alone.
It's all right.
It's okay.
Okay, that's fine. You gotta watch your teeth too, because they clack a little bit when they loosen up in the mouth.
That's a documentary mystery clip.
This is Andrew Buffett.
Dee, what's the
You're talking bullshit.
The ninth rule of glam tree pop.
Nah, it's all right. It's okay. Empathy.
What? Video killed the radio star. Bullshit. You're talking bullshit.
I'm talking bullshit.
Bullshit man arrived.
Of my own music.
You're just remixing it. Art.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Bullshit, man. What you're listening to is Video Killed the Radio Star remake by me. Chasing Domenico podcast listeners voted for me to remake Video Killed the Radio Star at Glam Dream Pop Style. I did it, so download it.
You're talking bullshit.
You can download at DominicoArtist.com.
It's time for some
shout-outs. What's up, Minotaurs?
What's up, Planet Tomac family and GAC family? Uh-huh. Today's all about charities.
Right on.
CurlyTailPugRescue.org.
At CurlyTailRescue.
If you need to surrender a pug, surrender it to them. If you want to adopt a pug, like I did from CurlyTail Pug Rescue, yeah. Lord Baxter rules.
Right
on. Oh, Baxter, you are my
Minotaur.
Gentleman. I'll take you to Foggy London Town because you are, who what? My little gentleman. Wounded Warrior Project.
WoundedWarriorProject.org. They're a newer charity from 2003. They're very targeted.
Yes.
Their slogan is, we believe that regardless of your beliefs or politics, the men and women in our nation's military have made tremendous personal sacrifices on our behalf and deserve our respect and any assistance that we can provide.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's about the warrior,
not the war.
That's
I
a
love
great
that.
Mission
That's
statement.
That's so great. AnimalHavenShelter.org. That place has been around since 1967.
That's a lot
All
of pets.
Kinds of animals. Yeah. I mean, you know, horses, everything. Angels Among Us Pet Rescue. It's angelsrescue.org. That's an organization that psychic medium Chip Coffee likes a lot. Yeah. National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
They're at searchdogfoundation.org.
Explain to them what that is.
So they have scouts all around the U.S. who go to kennels, who go to animal control centers, and they are trained to pick out dogs that be good candidates for search rescue dogs.
And what do?
They find people under debris after earthquakes, after collapsed buildings, after fires. Once they pick a dog from out of a kennel, once it enters the program, whether it graduates or not, it has a forever home.
That's wonderful. That's great.
That's amazing.
And the ASPCA New York City.
We are ELE Media New York City.
Everybody love everybody.
Everybody love everybody. There's no mystery what ELE Media stands for.
We are an independent media company with one priceless asset, which is sitting right across from me.
Me.
Domenico, a brilliant singer, songwriter, and producer.
Thank you very much.
She creates music, podcasts, graphics, and spreads empathy, understanding, and love, and she is against bullying.
Bullshit.
And she loves bullshit, man.
I love bullshit.
You're talking bullshit.
Bullshit. Everything online is Domenico Artist.
YouTube.
All the channels.
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Pinterest, and iTunes. And at the home base website, DomenicoArtist.com, where all your wildest dreams come true, and they will.
What?
Bullshit, man.
Bullshit.
That's bullshit.
You're talking bullshit.
You're talking bullshit.
I want to have babies with Carl Pilkington. I want little bullshit babies.
Bullshit.
Let me ask you a question. How can you support an independent recording artist like myself when the music industry is ruled by the major record music companies? How can you support a girl like me?
Me and the Minotaurs, Minotaurs, what do we use?
With our buddy system!
You need somebody watching your back at all times!
So share the music, share the podcast with at least one friend and ask them to do the same. The buddy system! And the currency is retweets, shares, and downloads. Post, like, pin, subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can watch the video Halloween specials where I go to Amityville and Lorraine Warren's Occult Museum in Meta Annabelle and other videos of me just being stupid.
If it's good enough for Daniel Lutz, it's good enough for you,
yeah!
right?
Yeah. That's how Daniel Lutz found me on my YouTube channel at Domenico Artist. Everything online is Domenico Artist, but my name is not Domenico Artist. It's Domenico.
Doi! It's Domenico Beato.
Stupid.
And if you want to be part of Domenico's
I'm VIP. Yelling at my following.
Game face, bro. I told you. Game face.
If you want to get on my VIP newsletter, go on DominicoArtist.com and drop me your email.
And go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review for the Chasing Domenico podcast. It helps us get found. We really appreciate it.
All the podcasts are on iTunes. You can listen to any of them at any time. You have no excuses.
Eat shit, Derek.
And while you're leaving us a 5-star review, subscribe to the podcast.
Don't want to close my eyes. Don't want to fall asleep.
girls, I miss you, Jenny. And I don't want to miss a thing. So call me back.
Katie is not a whore. Katie is not a whore.
You're my pretty lady, McElroy.
Why did Chaz Michael stop by,
because
man?
Because this is chapter four. Here's some more. Any Will Ferrell character could stop by any time. That was Chaz Michaels in Blades of Glory. Mind-boggling, isn't it? That's the Inception train telling us to get ready for the kick, to be kicked off of this after party that is Planet Tomac. But first, drinks for all my friends.
You're talking bullshit.
I am talking bullshit. Welcome stable, to the man. Chasing Domenico podcast drinking game. How many podcasts have a drinking game? I don't know, bro. What was the drink count for the last podcast, episode 44, where we honored Superbad and we discussed Ghost Adventures, The Exorcist, House, Aftershocks?
It was 53 drinks. So we're getting a little more. Well, no.
That's ridiculous. That's going in the right direction.
Yeah, that's
53
right,
drinks.
That's
you animals.
What's up, Minotaurs?
What's up, Minotaurs? They made up the rules. Everything is one drink. Yes. WT Wizard, please read us the rules.
The magical rules. When you hear a quote from our movie theme of the show, which is role models, when you hear Domenico say the word fuck, you hear us say evolution, revolution, and free your mind, you hear us say mystery clip. When you hear his transport to Tolmec, which sounds like every time Domenico says bang or bang bang, and every
or
time
bang bang bang
or bang 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 bang,
that's three right there, guys.
Every time Domenico snorts.
Thank you.
Snort.
Close the shades. Take the phone off the hook. Grab a straw. Snort.
The golden rule: you cannot say drink, drank, or drunk, or you must drink. The Planet Tomac rule. Uh-huh. You must play as your party alter ego. So if you're playing as Sir Chugs-a-Lot, I call you WT.
I gotta do
a shot of something horrible.
Yes.
And if you want to play the Ghost Adventures drinking game, you can go to drinkywiki.com and get the rules. Mm-hmm. Have a good time. Have fun.
Be responsible.
Call the car services. You know why? Because you ain't gonna fucking make it!
Blunt, no meat boy.
No, sir.
Let me tell you something, ass eyes. Let me tell you all something.
War
had made me very paranoid. And when a man gets an eyeball at me, it makes my Agent Orange jack up. And I get the urge to kill.
I fucked that up really bad.
You know you're about to get beat down, man.
That's a mystery clip.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question,
douchebag.
All right, for the next podcast, episode 46, what movie are we going
to
honor?
All right, it's time to make an announcement. Don't worry, it's a good announcement.
It's a happy announcement.
Today was the last episode in chapter four.
Here's some more.
Because the next episode kicks off the next chapter. Chapter five, Look Alive. Not only
Minotaurs.
Will I continue to honor some of my favorite comedy movies, but... Podcast listeners,
That's
if you go back to
player.
Chapter 3, Grandpa Mike and Me, you know that I honored some of my favorite Will Ferrell movies. So I am going to pick 5 from Chapter 3, Grandpa Mike and Me, to honor next podcast, episode 46. We are honoring Step Brothers!
Name your favorite dinosaur. Let me think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor!
Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to.
Good housekeeping!
What? You were a chick. Who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Samuels.
Especially you.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yup. Yep.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
Yep. Are you excited for the next podcast?
Yup.
So you have until the next podcast, which is September 27th, which is a full lunar eclipse. Don't
right
you hear
on.
The how to brush up on your stepbrother's quotes. The podcast is posted at 7 p.m. on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and DomenicoArtist.com. And listeners, if there's an RT on it,
interns,
retweet it!
Damn it!
How expensive is a retweet? Damn it!
Damn it!
Who the fuck around here to get a retweet? There's Jack Berry, our tour guide here on Planet Tomac. He says it's time to depart from the after party.
Through Wonderland.
Back to Earth, where the after party is at DomenicoArtist.com. So bookmark it!
Hey, nice cow outfit, homo. Where can I pick one of those up? The gay zoo?
Oh, no, it's not a cow. It's a minotaur. It's a creature of myth.
That's right.
And he got this one out of your mom's closet.
I'm gonna keep it after I fucked her.
He don't hurt him!
That's from our speech today, Romano.
When we honor a movie, we honor the soundtrack. So please do enjoy the music of Role Models.
You know what I used to eat for breakfast?
Yes.
Cocaine. You know what I used to eat for lunch?
Again,
cocaine.
What'd you have for dinner? Was it cocaine?
Let me give you a little model I live my life by. You gotta hit it and quit it. No ties, tangle free. Nobody tells me what to do. I go bang, 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 bang the drum.
That's not a motto. That's just you saying a bunch of things. Hey, pick us up in 2 hours.
Fucking Miss Daisy. You know, I may not be so happy-go-lucky, but I'm a realist. Get ready to have your dreams dashed, kids, because nothing's going to work out the way you think it's going to.
What the fuck is Sturdy Wings?
Large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. He's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Whenever a door closes, another opens, okay? You just have to look for it. And seriously, you're going to get the most insane sympathy rebound prison. And this is a good month for that.
You
can't want what you want until you want it.
What?
Think about that.
What?
He was fucking his cousin.
I wasn't fucking my cousin. I'd be pissed because I didn't know she was my cousin. But when I found out, I stopped kissing her. But I fucked her friend. I fucked my cousin's friend.
Close the shades. Take the fuck off the heart.
Grab a straw and snort.
Snort. Grab a straw and snort.
We love stupid shit on this podcast. This has been episode 45.
Obviously, we're not supposed to butt fuck these kids.
Of the Jason Minico podcast.
Bullshit.
You stay classy, planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly.
Eat shit, Derek. Eat shit, Derek.
Don't just have a great night.
Interns,
have an American night!
Until her friend, massage therapist, walked in the door, naked, a big bottle of canola oil, and a monkey who was trained to work on a video camera.